Hey, welcome to the Happy Hormones Coach, the podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Gamayo Self, where I dive into everything related to women's health and lifestyle, and you know me, holistically. So join me, your host, as we explore the intricacies of female hormones, discuss tips and strategies for managing stress and anxiety, and discover ways to live a healthier and happier, more fulfilling life. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to relationships, I cover it all. So please grab a cup of tea, settle in, and let's dive into the world of women's health together. This is the Happy Hormones Coach. Hey, and welcome back, everyone, to the Happy Hormones Coach podcast, your go-to place for navigating the waves of perimenopause with grace, understanding, a bit of humor, and some awesomeness, if I must say so myself. I'm your host, Jennifer Gamayo Self, and today we're diving into a vital discussion titled, Hormones Aren't the Whole Story. It's easy to think that hormones are the culprits behind everything, not just midlife health hiccups, but every hiccup. You always hear hormones is like a buzzword these days. It's kind of been, but there's so much more to our health story. So grab your favorite cozy drink and let's unravel the bigger picture together. And you've probably heard it before or said it yourself. It's all about the hormones. I know I've said it before, when in reality, is it or is it not? So this belief that hormones are solely to blame for all of our health challenges is widespread. And I remember not too long ago, a client of mine, let's call her Sarah, was convinced that her hormonal imbalance was the root of all of her health issues. But as we worked together, we discovered that her lifestyle greatly affected how she actually felt. And this realization opened up a new path to wellness for her, highlighting that hormones are not the whole story, as we come to find out. And I've actually learned this going through my whole journey, you know, of years ago of experiencing, you know, not getting pregnant and infertility and figuring out what is going on with that. Then I fell in love with hormones because I was like, oh, my hormones aren't balanced. Everything was out of whack. Okay. But then actually I dug deeper and started working, as you know, I talked about my nutritionist I was working with, and just really uncovering a whole lot more than what was on the surface, which was our hormones. And I just did a post a couple days ago saying that the minerals are the spark plugs of life and the hormones are the messengers like the email and text that keeps everything running smoothly. And so it's really, there's something underneath, because hormones really are just chemical messengers, right? They do so much more, but that's really the basis for what they are. And so if there's something underneath it, like I was describing to a client yesterday, if there's something going on underneath it, whether it's minerals, whether it's anything at all, then it's going to push those out of it, out of balance. So there's like a whole iceberg system of what's going on with our actual health. And so adopting a holistic perspective on health means looking beyond just hormones, like I was talking about, because it really is beyond just hormones. There's so much more to it. Stress, sleep quality, nutrition, our environment significantly impact our hormonal balance and our overall well-being, and so much more, like trauma, emotional. It's not just physical, it's not just nutrition, it's all of that, but and more. It's a lot of the unseen, it's a lot of the invisible things that we don't see or talk about much, but it is so true. There's a lot of trauma, our thoughts. There's so many things that are impacting all of this balance in us that we need to get a hold on. So it's not just all the things that, you know, even I've used in my program before and working with other clients, but it's so much, it's more than that. In our mind and our past experiences, even from childhood, really comes into play as we're adults, and we don't see it. It's invisible. It's like an invisible string that goes through our life from childhood to adulthood, and that really makes a huge impact, and it's something that's just not talked about a lot on top of all these other things that are talked about, and so that makes a huge impact as well. So for instance, though, chronic stress can wreak havoc on your hormonal equilibrium and on so much more. Chronic stress is, there was a study in, I think that women over a certain age, as women age, if we have chronic stress and it can really cause heart issues, heart problems, and that's like the silent killer, right? And so we really need to get a hold of this, especially not just in the perimenopausal phase, but even before that. And especially if we can hone in at what is going on and how can we help each other, help us with whatever's going on with our body in regards to any trauma, any chronic stress, like what is it actually, you know, naming and claiming or identifying what it really is. That's going to be super helpful, especially as we transition into the menopause phase. So there's different phases that we as women go through in life, starting from childhood, adolescence, as we get older, but we really want to take care of this now so that it's not a problem in the future. And even for the young ladies out there, you don't want to wait till you're older to take care of this. We really want to take care of all of this now and have a nice fine balance as you age. We want to age with grace and like fine wine, right? And so let's remember the power of a good night's sleep and proper nutrition. I've seen remarkable transformations in clients who've made holistic changes to their lifestyles, much like, we'll call her Sarah, who balanced her hormones and rediscovered her, just her vibrancy, her zest for life. And, you know, it's amazing. I love it that when I work with clients and I talk to them, even just after a few weeks, it's just, they just feel so much better. And a lot of it is really simple. You know, they make a comment like it's simple, but it's doable, but it's like they implement it and it just makes such a huge impact. And so there's like a lot of aha moments. And that's what I just love. I just love that for women everywhere, just those aha moments that you can do with just small changes. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. It could be simple, but we need to be consistent, and we need to actually, it's habits that we're building. And so, yeah, it's just amazing. I love hearing success stories and seeing it, from clients and just revisiting that. And so how can I start incorporating this holistic approach into my life? How can you? Well, here are some very basic, simple tips, but start by creating a stress management routine. So prayer, meditation, stretching, walking in nature, sitting outside on your patio or your balcony and just sun gazing, first morning lights, even if it's cloudy outside, or moon gazing at night, just before your wind down time. It just helps so much. And it gets your body in its rhythm and start producing what it needs to produce for your morning to start your day and for your nighttime for you to wind down and feel like you're rested. And so prioritize sleep by setting a regular bedtime and creating a relaxing nighttime routine. You always hear me talk about a morning routine and a nighttime routine on this program, and it is so important for you to do. So if anything, start building those habits first. And so regarding nutrition, focus on foods that support hormonal balance, like leafy greens, healthy fats, and lean proteins. And lastly, try to minimize your exposure to environmental toxins. So choose cleaner beauty products and household products. Just by swapping out those things, I've had clients who were trying to get pregnant and couldn't, and just by making small changes like that, actually get pregnant. So I know that's not kind of the basis for this program, but I've seen it. So, and I've seen it even just like with with others that just want to balance their hormones and other issues that they've been having. It's just amazing how just by choosing cleaner beauty products and household products, just swapping them out, you don't need to do it all at once because that's going to be overwhelming and it can be expensive, let's be honest. So just by small tweaks like that, though, once you start to run out or you think you're going to run out soon of one product, why don't you start planning to what you're going to buy for the next product, right? So you're just swapping it out and looking for better, cleaner options. And there are some out there. And just be totally honest that it's not one person is going to be 100% always eating clean, living clean. It's just, I don't think it's possible. It's not realistic and it's just going to stress you out and overwhelm you. We don't want that. So again, I talked earlier about chronic stress, how that has a big impact on our health and we do not want to add any more stress. So start small here, ladies. Just start small and whatever is doable for you, just start swapping out. But any of that can make a huge improvement. And so I also want to talk to you a little bit more because you've heard me say it on the program, but I want to introduce you to something special that's been a game changer for so many women that I've worked with and even for me. And it's called the Simply with an E. Yes, I know it's spelt wrong. It's not the original spelling of Simply, but hey, it's my signature method so I can do what I want, right? And this holistic approach that I've developed helps women navigate the turbulent waters of perimenopause and just a feel-good period. That's what I want. And to do it simply, again, it does not have to be complicated. So let's break it down. Simply is an acronym for stress, sleep, intuition or listening to your body, mindset, minerals, livelihood or nutrition, environmental toxins, your cycles and hormones, and so much more that is packed into that. So it's a acronym for something simply, but there's so much more to it than just those. But these basic elements play a crucial role in your overall well-being, especially during this transformation phase of your life, whether it's premenopausal, menopause, anything at all, any phase that you're in. But first up, so let's talk about stress and sleep. So we often always underestimate the power of a good night's sleep and how stress can wreak havoc on our bodies. So managing stress and prioritizing sleep are the first in the acronym because that is the foundation. That's the very basic. We do need sleep. We all need sleep, and that goes with stress. It's hand in hand. And it does significantly impact your hormonal balance and overall health. And so next is intuition or listening to your body. And this is all about tuning into what your body is telling you. It's about recognizing your body's signals and responding to them with care and attention. And how many of us, because I know I speak to a lot of busy professional working women out there who have families. And a lot of times we just get, humans are so creatures of habit, right? So we just get stuck in our ways and we don't really stop to pay attention to what our body is telling us. And so our body is always speaking to us, but it's like, are we listening? Are we listening to it? Are we paying attention to those, whether it's red flags coming out as symptoms, whether it's worse, you know, or whether it's like just a yellow flag, like, hey, warning, something, whatever. But our body's always speaking to us. So we really should listen, stop, and pay attention and just kind of listen to the different signals that it's telling us. Because if we take care of our body will take care of us. And so this is just a huge part of that as well. And so moving on to mindset and minerals, a positive mindset, and I'm not talking about the toxic positivity that we're all just oblivious and have to be positive. That's not what I'm talking about, but having a positive, abundant mindset, meaning that if something doesn't work out, you don't feel horrible, but yet you learn from it and grow from it. It's all about growing, right? So it's not a scarcity mindset, but it's an abundant mindset to where we learn and we grow, and it can work wonders on you. And when paired with the proper mineral balance in your body, which is why I do run HTMA test, and I do one-offs too, not just in my signature program. But anyways, it can really help navigate whatever is going on in your health. And it's just a good starting point. Now, it's not to diagnose or anything, but it is a very good starting point. And to see, okay, what's missing? What is missing in this piece of the puzzle, right? So it's all a puzzle, and we want to put all these pieces together to make it complete, to have our overall health be complete. That's what we eventually do want. And so next up, livelihood or nutrition. What you eat plays a role in how you feel. So nourishing your body with the right foods, whole foods, can help balance your hormones and provide the energy that you need to thrive. Not just survive, not just eat food because it gives us fuel and we need it to live, but actually thrive in our health, in our life, make us feel good, make us look good. And just that's what we need. So it plays a huge role. What you eat, how you eat, what you eat eats. I know it sounds weird, but all of that plays a vital role in how you feel and your energy. And so then we have the environmental toxins. So reducing your exposure to harmful toxin in your environment can significantly impact your health as well. There are things that we cannot control. There are things in our environment, there are things in the skies, there are things everywhere, literally, we cannot control. But let's not get overwhelmed and focused on what we can't control, but let's just start focusing on what we can control. So again, it goes back to our beauty products, it goes back to our household products, what we put on our skin, what we are putting in our body. We can limit the exposure, so like turning off your Wi-Fi at night. Don't sleep with your phone next to you, or don't sleep with your phone charged next to you. Any blue lights, you know, anything like that you should take out of your room, because sleeping should be for sleep, or your bedroom, sorry, should be for sleeping. And so just anything like that, you can get those blue or red glasses, and you can get those anywhere, and that'll help the effects of the blue light that's coming from any electronics. So it's all those things, it's small things that you can do, what you can control, and that's all you can do. But everything else, I don't want you to get too hung up on that and what's going on with so many things you hear about everywhere and in the skies and what's in our food or, you know, anything like that. We don't want you to get too caught up in that. Just focus on the small, focus on what you can control, focus on what you can do. And so that's what I'll say right now about those, but I can go into so much more on that. But lastly, your cycles and hormones. So understanding your menstrual cycle and the changes in your body can empower you to make informed decisions. Yeah, I mean, we can track, we can look, but it's really more than just tracking and looking at like our cycle days, length, anything like that. It's so much more. On any tracking app that you may use, any symptom at all, whether it's like your digestion, your skin, any medications or supplements you're taking that day, anything can help because it shows patterns. And that's what I want to look at. I want you to look at your patterns when you track your cycles, how you're feeling, what is your skin doing? Is there any perimenopausal symptoms like hot flashes? How did you sleep? How did you wake up? So much more. And what I've been using along with my Aura ring to track sleep and even stress, which has been incredible, but I use the Clue app, and that's wonderful because I can track every single thing. And it's really quick, and it also allows me to look at the months ahead and or behind me, and just to look at the patterns. And that's what I like to see. I like to notice just different patterns and where where I'm at with all that. And so I encourage you to do the same thing, whether it's tracking or whether it's just really just noticing whatever's not stressful for you, but whatever's doable for you. And so the Simply Method is all about taking a holistic, functional approach to your health. It's not just about fixing one thing, because let's be honest, if you have a symptom on the right side of your body, what can actually be causing it could be the left side and something totally not even that relatable to what your symptom actually is. So it's never about fixing something. It's about healing. And it's about looking at the big picture and making small, sustainable, doable changes that significantly impact how you feel and how you look. So it's subjective and objective, I guess, way of looking at things, of how you actually feel, how you look, you know, anything like that. So if you want to learn more about the Simply Method and how it can help you feel good, head to my website for more information, thehappyhormonescoach.com. And as always, I'm here to support you on this journey. So through podcasts, through my blogs, if you haven't checked out the blog at thehappyhormonescoach.com, feel free to reach out with any questions or to even share your experiences. If there's anything that you want to see more, and like I said, I'm going to be getting guest experts on. I'm still trying to be consistent in my schedule. There is a lot going on, but I am carving out time because I love doing this for you and want to bring you more value. So yes, let me know, share your experiences, anything at all. But that's it for today's episode. I hope you found this information helpful and empowering. Remember, it's all about small progress, right? And so remember, you're not alone on this journey, and there's so much more that you can do to just feel your best during this perimenopausal phase and beyond. So thanks for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Happy Hormones Coach today. I hope our discussion was informative and helpful for your health and well-being. If you have any questions or comments about today's episode or have suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can find me on social media or visit my website. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider leaving a review and sharing it with your friends and family. Remember, taking care of yourself is essential, and I'm here to support you on your journey toward optimal health and happiness. So until next time, stay happy and stay healthy. This is the Happy Hormones Coach.